single women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
What would I do without Jesus? My light and my life is He. My Lord and my God and my Savior, for my all for eternity. What would I do in the morning if when I wakened to pray He was not there to listen or hear what I had to say? What did I do in the nighttime when the hours are lonely and still? Where could I turn in the darkness? And who could my yearnings fill? What would I do without Jesus when the pain is too hard to bear, and I weep in despair and misery? Or what if He were not there? What would I do on the morrow when suddenly it seems I am old and I have no strength of my own self, only His to which I can hold? What would I do without Jesus when death takes my loved ones most dear? Or how could I go on without Him if He did not comfort and cheer? What would I do at the end time? To whom would I cling as I die? Ah, I cannot live now without Jesus, and I must have Him there when I die. That poem was written by Gertrude Sandler, my mother. I read her poetry to you many times. I want to do something different than I have done with you. I want to give my testimony. I don't have a great big testimony that you put in a book, but I know Jesus Christ is my Savior. I was not a drunkard. I was not an adulteress. I've never even been in the arms of another man in a sexual way or romantic way. I've never kissed anybody on the lips except my husband. And I didn't steal. I never was any of those things, but I was a sinner. I was lost and undone, and I needed a Savior. I remember it was in a little town in Ohio, a little town called La Grange. There were only about 300 in the town. It was a farming community. I'm glad for the years that I spent in La Grange with my parents as a child, and into my early teens, I suppose, till 7th or 8th grade. I guess it was 8th grade. And maybe from 4th or 3rd grade. I sort of forget all the details. But I'm glad for those years because I learned how to live a lot of ways that other people didn't live. But I'm not talking about that right now, but it was there that my parents, who were born-again Christians, came to know about the second coming of Christ. They had been going to a church that probably didn't have a strong Bible teaching. And that church that they belonged to in Ohio area, Wisconsin, Ohio area, really was in the Northern Baptist Convention. That's what the American Baptist Convention now. And they didn't have the separated teaching, the teaching about separation, ecclesiastical separation and personal separation. And they were not told about the second coming of Christ. And it was in this church in La Grange, Ohio, it was the First Baptist Church, that my mother first learned that Jesus was coming again. And she was thrilled about this. And we are pre-tribulation people, pre-tribulation rapture. And I suppose at that time she must have thought we were living in the millennium. Although how anyone could think this sinful world, this ungodly world with all the evils and breaking of law could be the millennium, I'll never know. But it was in this little town that my mother and father came to be more grounded in the scriptures, although they loved the Lord Jesus and they loved the Word of God. But you know, a good pastor can open up many things that a parishioner has never seen before. That's what a pastor's job is to do. He's a shepherd. He's supposed to give them food, spiritual food. Well, anyhow, it was in this church that my parents became better grounded, and my mother had a great concern for me, her daughter. I was probably 9 or 10. I used to think I was 8 or 9, but I came across a paper that in some of my mother's things where it said I was baptized when I was 10, so I must have been around 9 or so, or necessarily, Tim. When I realized that I was a sinner, the Bible says, you know, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that included me, even though I was a child. And I was a fairly, I would say, an honest child. I didn't lie. I didn't steal. My background as a small child was different than most. I was in a hospital for 3 years. I had tuberculosis of the hip, and they had me stay in the hospital and rest. And as long as I rested, the tuberculosis of the bone did not progress. But when they would get me out of bed, it would start in again, and I would have these fevers. I don't have much of a memory for these things. I remember the hospital, many things about it, but I don't remember the early years of pain when I was 3 years old, because I was in the hospital from 3 to 6, almost. They say that I used to cry at night and say a doggy was biting my leg, and that was really this disease. Well, I had surgery. I had a surgeon named Dr. Harbin. I've always been thankful that God used that man to take away that dirty disease from me and scrape away my bone and take away and make my hip fused. I have a fused left hip. It doesn't bend like regular people, but I've lived fine. I do fine. I don't know any different. But the disease went away, and though I was a child, this had happened to me. So I saw my sin like a disease, a bad disease. And it was not because of anything I had done, but it was because Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. And when they sinned, they became the sin that they sinned by disobeying God and eating of the forbidden fruit. Do you remember that story? Pass that sin upon into my life, into your life. But I'm talking about me now, into my life. And I was a sinner. I had this sin in me. I could not help that I was a sinner any more than I could help the color of my hair or my eyes, or how tall I was, or how short I was, or what family I was born into, or what language I was born into. Sin was in me because I was born, for all have sinned. The psalmist said, in sin did my mother conceive me. That doesn't mean that the conception was sin, but that sin nature came upon all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. And I learned that the wages of sin is death, and I deserve death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, his Son. Mother told me about Jesus and how he died on the cross. And, of course, I'd learned some of this in Sunday school and church. But I'll tell you truthfully, my mother was my best teacher, and my dad by his example. And I learned more at home, that more than in church and in Sunday school. And parents, if you aren't teaching your children at home, you're doing a great disservice to your children. Don't depend on the Sunday school or the church or the Bible school to teach your children about the Word of God. Then Mother showed me Romans 10, 9, and 10. And she said, Bonnie, my name is Yvonne, but they call me Bonnie, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I believe that Jesus died on the cross. I believe that he died with my sin, that sin that I told you about that was embedded within me because I was a human being. He took that sin in his body on the cross, and he became sin for me. And I realized that if no one in the whole world ever accepted him, he died for me. He died for them too, but if they rejected him, he died for me because he loved me. Could I ask for any greater love than the love of Jesus Christ for me, a little child? And Mother said the word of God, the Apostle Paul wrote, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So, I believe that Jesus not only died on the cross, but I believe for me, my name is Sanborn then, for Yvonne Sanborn, that he died for me. A little girl, yes, but he died for me. He loved me. He gave himself for me. The Son of God came down from glory for me. You get that young woman out there listening to me? And it's for you, too. Just not exclusively for me, but I'm giving you my testimony. And I believed in my heart that God raised him from the dead. You know, if you have Jesus still in the tomb, like many of the prophets, the false people, the false religions, their person's still in the grave. But Jesus didn't stay in the grave. He rose because he was the Son of God. This was a victory over sin. His sacrifice and resurrection, this was the victory. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I believed in my heart. You know, when I was saved, they used to say, let Jesus come in your heart. Nowadays they say, oh, that's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say, let Jesus come into your life. But it says right here that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart. It's a heart. And I'm not talking about that beating thing that the blood pumps in and out, but I'm talking about your innermost self, your very soul, your very spirit. Believe, believe, believe. And I believed. And I believed, and I was saved. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin hath left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow with his precious blood. He shed his blood. He was the Lamb of God. John the Baptist saw Jesus walking one day and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus was the Lamb of God. The Jewish people in those days had sacrifices. They had altars made of stone, and they had a fire on it, and they put animals on it. And those animals, like the lamb, was slain and blood shed, and the lamb was slain, and was all looking forward to Calvary when their sin, that innermost core thing that makes us who or who we are, that sin was taken care of. And it was all looking forward to Calvary. And when Jesus died on the cross, all those past sacrifices were answered. And no more do you have to make those sacrifices, because he was the supreme sacrifice. Verse 10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And I was born again. I believed in my heart, and I became righteous, Christ's righteousness. And with my mouth I confess, I am born again. I know Jesus Christ as my Savior. He died on the cross for me, and he rose again the third day for me. And I am a Christian. That's what it means to be a Christian. Are you a Christian? I'm under God's care. Are you?
Been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us for our next broadcast, heard twice weekly over the same station, and hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.